page, Kuf Mem Zayin. Kuf Mem Zayin, the last paragraph on the page. Lamed, Gadol Mikol Oisios. The letter Lamed is the largest of all the Oisios. It goes above the margin. Okay, it goes above the margin. Ki Limud Hayira Gadol Min Hakol. Because Lamed, according to the understanding of the Sefer Chassidim, Lamed stands for Lamed. The letter Lamed represents to learn. Lilmud, Limud, Lalamed. Lamed means to learn. And what is the ikar learning in this world? Yiras Shamayim. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Everything in this world, every halacha, every daf gemara, every situation is just a lesson, is an experience in Yiras Shamayim. There is nothing greater than the limud of Hayira Gadol Min Hakol, and that is why by design, the letter Lamed rises above all the other letters in the Aleph Beis. Shemar Miyitin Hoya Levam Zelohem Lira Isi Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the best thing that could happen is Shavir Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem that the people do not want that you should speak directly to them because they are terrified. The pachad is so great. So he says, Hashem says, Miyitin, that's the best thing. Now you have to appreciate what he's saying, what that means exactly. Let's explain. When the people came to Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, what was the goal of coming to Har Sinai? The goal was to learn the shir. Right? You come to Har Sinai, and Hashem is giving a shir in the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, you have a lecture, Shavuos night, they have a rabbi, and they post a topic. What is the topic for? What is the topic? The topic for the... What is the topic for the shir? The Aseres HaDibros. So everyone comes to the shul to the lecture, and the rabbi is darshing about the Aseres HaDibros. But if the rabbi comes in, and rabbi is let's say not in a good mood, and his expression comes out, the people are distracted. Okay, let's say they're distracted. Let's say there's too much food on the table. Okay, there's too much good food on the table, so the food is a distraction. I used to give a daf yomi shir somewhere, and the daf yomi shir I was very like timid, and I never would bark at anyone in those days. And one day the person decided they want food on the table every night, candy, this, that. It's clear as day to me that is what destroyed the shir. The moment they put food on the table, exactly, the shir was over. Exactly. Why? You cannot compete with food, no matter how good the shir is. Mm-hmm. When there's food on the table, your mind is, take another candy, another bite, another that. Person wants to eat. You have 23 hours to fill yourself up. When you're learning, the few moments when you're learning, food is the ultimate distraction, even for the most brilliant, the smartest, the wisest. It doesn't matter. Food is a distraction. You want to eat? You have a whole day to eat. Who's stopping you? Wake up in the middle of the night and eat the whole day. You're spending 45 minutes to go learn a daf, an hour later, by the time you come late, you go early. Why do you have to have food on the table for those few precious moments? You cannot concentrate on what it says when you see the food there and you think about it. So he says over here, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was giving them a shir, there was a distraction. The distraction was not food, it was pachat. Hashem's presence was so overwhelming, they were distracted with fear. That prevented them from absorbing the content, the knowledge that Hashem was trying to impart to them in the lecture. So they said to Moshe, what's the purpose of all this? We're coming to Har Sinai. We're coming here to know the rules and regulations of life. Aseres HaDibros, which is just a short form of the Tayag Mitzvos. What's the purpose? It's a wasted shir because we're distracted. Why do you wake us up? We should have stayed home and went to sleep, and we'll learn it on our own another time. We're distracted by the fear. So Moshe says, he got a very good point. If you talk of distracted because you're so afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pachad is so great, it prevents you from concentrating on the subject matter, then you got a good point. Maybe then this is not a good share for you. Maybe you should go get a good night's sleep, and tomorrow I'll explain it to you. So Moshe tells Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, this share is not working. The people don't understand the word you're saying. You know why? Because they are distracted. So Hashem says, you know something? That's even better than the subject matter. Just the fact that you're distracted because you're afraid of me, that's the best share possible. That itself is the best share. The subject matter, all right, we got a problem. You're going to have to go and work and spend time and teach them the subject matter. But the ikar is yira. It's not just that the people were saying, people weren't saying to Hashem, when you read it in a very simple reading of these psukim, you get the impression that everyone there by Har Sinai fully comprehended every single word Hashem said. They absorbed every nuance of the giving of the Torah. It's just that, in addition to learning all the subject matter, they also were very uncomfortable because they were afraid of Hashem. It's not the pshat. The pshat is, what's the purpose of this? The reason why you woke us up, you dragged us to Har Sinai, is to know what it says in the Torah. There are tayag mitzvahs. We're not good students. We're going to get an F for the course because we're distracted, we're overwhelmed with Hashem's yira. So Hashem says, that's very good. That itself, again, is the best limud. Some want to say that's the pshat when it says, Ilu kervanu lifnei har Sinai, viloi nosan lanu es hatoira dayenu. So what is the pshat that everyone says? You heard this only 1,000 times. Ilu kervanu lifnei har Sinai, viloi nosan lanu es hatoira dayenu achtus. Achtus, vayichan shom Yisrael neged har, vayichan b'loshen yochid ki ish echad b'lev echad. That by far is the most popular answer to this question. But it's not the only answer. There are other answers. And among the other answers is, it's not the achtus, it's exactly miyitein v'hoya halavai. If only it can be v'hoya levavam zeh lachem l'yira oisi. Ilu karavan lefnei Har Sinai v'loy nosalanu estar means you brought us to Har Sinai and we would not understand one word of the lecture. It was kedai. Why is it kedai? Hashem said to Moshe, because at least when you saw me there at Har Sinai, when Hashem came down from Shemayim, vayer alahar, and they were overwhelmed with the pachad of Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yir Shemayim, that is worth everything. Hare lefanav gadol min hakol, the greatest thing is yira. Lekach gadol lamed mikol oisios, that's why the letter lamed stands high in the Bible, the letters with ushma gadol mikol, and its name is greater. What do you mean its name is greater? Chassidus says in the pasuk, Ashra ish yorei es Hashem b'mitzvaysav chafetz moed. Pasuk says, fortunate is man who fears Hashem. So therefore, the reputation that it has, the reputation of learning to fear Hashem, is the greatest smile a person could have. Okay, next halach, halach kuftin tes. Chochmois noshim banisa beisa chotz va'amudeha shiva. The wisdom of noshim, the pasuk is addressing noshim, the wisdom of an isha is what built her home. She quarried out her pillars seven. There are seven pillars that have been quarried, quarried by this isha, in order to support her home. Now, of course, the pasuk could be learned on the pshat. It means an isha, a woman. But also, the metaphor of an isha here is the Torah. The Torah is called the isha. A person is kaviyachol married to the Torah. Ve'erastich li le'olam, ve'erastich li. We use the word Erisin to refer to the marriage of Klal Yisrael to the Torah Kedosha. And here it says that this Chochmah is what builds the bias, the Chochmah, the foundation of seven columns, seven pillars. Now, here, this drasha has been interpreted many, many, many different ways. what exactly are the seven, and you can darshan from this from today until tomorrow and further about all the different possibilities for the seven pillars. Some want to tell you it refers to the seven pillars, the seven branches of the menorah. The menorah has seven branches. And, you know, in fact, on your tefillin, we have two shins on the tefillin, the shin on the left and the shin on the right. One shin has four branches, and one shin has three branches. So there are many interpretations of why there are two shins, why a shin has four branches, but one interpretation is that these are not shins. These are the seven branches of the menorah. And that's why you say, Shemen HaToiv, when you put on your tefillin, Shemen HaToiv Torik, Al Shiva Kinei HaMenorah. Why do you say that pasuk? What in the world does the seven branches of the menorah have to do with your tefillin? Well, on your shelroish, there are seven branches. Three on the right and four on the left, for a grand total of seven. It just happens to be that when you have three branches, it looks like a shin. And there are four branches, it looks like also like a shin. Okay, of course, ayin panim u'tayrod, there also it is a shin, shakai, part of Hashem's name. But the number seven is used in many of their 7 days of the week. Okay, obviously you can go on and on about the significance of the number seven. Over here, he makes a drasha. And his drasha, Eile shiva psukim sheb sheb bakriya, sheyesh bohem chochma v'yir. One of the things I think we're getting to learn the style of the Sefer Hasidim. It's a very beautiful style. He's so well organized that he has an affinity to numbers. If you notice how he does this over and over again like none other, if you want to talk about the unique characteristics, unique style, traits of different types of Talmidei Chacham, everyone is unique in this world. What would you use, if you only had a few words to go and use to describe Sefer Hasidim, one of the things that you would say about him is that he's very well organized. Can you imagine what it was like living in his home? How organized he must have been? He can tell you exactly how many books there are on each shelf. Everything was numbers. Everything, how many days are on the year, how many seconds, everything is misudar. Perfect listing. He always takes things, ideas and concepts and puts them in numbers. He says there are exactly seven pesukim in the entire Tanakh, which in each pasuk, in each of these seven, includes both the word chokhma and the word yira. And here he goes. There are seven, and then he ties that into the pasuk of that Hashem has quarried out, Chutzba Amudecha Shiva, she has quarried out her pillars with seven. Elu Shiva Pesukim Shebakriya, Sheyesh Bochem Chochma V'Yira, V'Elohein, V'Nochalav Ruach Hashem, Hashem will rest upon him. And this is the Melech HaMashiach. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya, referring to the Melech HaMashiach, Hashem will rest upon him. Ruach Hashem, Ruach, a Ruach of Chochma, Uvina, Chochma, Uvina, Ruach Eitza, Ugvur, Ruach Das, V'Yiras Hashem. All of the milas of the Melech HaMashiach, which include Chochma and Yiras Hashem. Pasuk number two, V'Hoya. Emuna Sitech, the faith of your time is Choisen, strength, Yeshuois, salvation, Chochmas, wisdom, Vodas, Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzaro. It's the famous post that we use to dash in the six orders of Shas. The Shisha Sidre Mishnah correspond to Emuna is Zeroim, Itecha is Moed, Chosen is Noshim, Seder Noshim. Women are called strength. Yeshua is Sefer Nizakin, Chochmas is Sefer Kodoshim, Das is Tahiris. Tahiris. And if even though you may know all of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, you may know Gan Shas, it's all worthless if Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzaroi. If you come to the Sima Shas, January 1st is the Sima Shas, and you know the emunas itecha chosen Yeshua's chokhma vodas, but if there's no yiras shemayim, it's all worthless. The yiras Hashem hi oitzaroi. This is the collection. It is the glue that bonds Shas It's the most critical element of knowing Kol Torah Kula. Pasuk number 3, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem Sechel L'chol Aseim. Pasuk 4, Vayim Aladam Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma Yiras Hashem is a wisdom. V'sur Meira Bina, and turning away from Ra is Bina. Number 5, Yiras Hashem Reishis Tas Chachma U'musa Evilim Bazu. Yiras Hashem is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is Reishis Tas, is knowing. Chachma U'musar, wisdom and discipline, evilim bazu, the foolish people despise. Pasuk number 6, the chilas chachma, beginning of wisdom is yiras Hashem, the das kadesh and bina, and the das of holy people is understanding. Pasuk number 7, yiras Hashem musar chachma, v'lefnei chavar anava, yiras Hashem is musar chachma, wisdom is musar and chachma, v'lefnei chavar, before chavar comes anava. Hare Shiva, there are 7 pesukim. Chachma, the Yiras Hashem, b'Shiva, pesukim k'neged Shiva, dvarim 17, shehem ros la'neshama, u'moshchem oisol la'chatoyim. Okay, so here he's saying a new idea. The reason why we need to have 7 pesukim, which include Yira and Chachma, is to counteract, it's an antidote against 7 things that are evil to the neshama and pull the person in the wrong way. Now, what are those 7 things? He's going to explain. Shenemar, Shesh Heino Sone Hashem. There are 6 things which are the enemy of Hashem. V'sheva Toyavas Nafshay. And there are 7 things which are the abomination of Hashem's soul, Kaviyachal. Okay, now what does that mean? V'sheva. What are the 7 things that the Pasuk here refers to, which the 7 different types of Yetzirah, which leads a person astray? V'sheva. What are the Shiva? Re'iyah. When you see something you're not supposed to see. Shemia, to listen to things you're not supposed to hear. Dibur, to speak not properly. Maisei yodayim, to do things with your hands. Vihiluch raglayim, to walk to places. Shechivas noshim, hear what it says over here? This refers to the taiva for noshim. And the next is the lev, and the heart. That's choyresh ra. So they're basically the organs. He's coming to list the organs. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, the legs, the heart, and the 6th is the erva. Okay, so there are 6 different senses. 7. We say we only have 5 senses.
But
right?
Everything is active except for the heart.
Everything's what?
Everything does something except the heart.
What do you mean the heart does everything?
No, your hands do, your feet do, your mouth.
The heart controls you.
In terms of a physical action.
Okay, fine, okay. Okay, I hear what you're saying. The lev choyrei shalet, it's plowing raw. Okay, so, but the heart... The heart sometimes is synonymous with the mind. Okay, so the 7 different parts of the body. 7 different senses. Hey, we told there are 5 senses. Chazal also talked about 5 senses, but here the Sefer Chassidim has a different version. He has a different version. He says there are 7 senses. There's a 6th sense. The 6th sense is the heart, right? Isn't that what we call it? Well, no, not really. Supernatural.
How about the ears?
No, Shmia. You have
Okay, we have Shmia, Dibor. Okay, the ears, the mouth. Maisa Yadayim are the hands, Hilich Raglayim, the feet. Shechivas Noshim refers to the Erva. And the Lev, what did I leave out? I left that one.
The nose.
Wait, it says there are 7. V'Shiva, there are 7. Re'iyah, Shemia, Dibor, Maisa Yadayim, Hilich Raglayim, Shechivas Noshim, V'Lev Chor 7. There are 7. Okay, he's leaving out the nose. You're right, smell. Very good. He's leaving out smell. Smell, it doesn't take you to do Averis. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. V'shiva ba'adam. Now he writes over here, these are 7 things. There are 7 in man. Now what it seems like he's saying there's another version. Amidas haregel. Okay, the standing of the regel. Tenuas yodayim, the moving of the hands. Raglayim. V'al birkayim. V'yeshiva. U'shechiva. Al arba ruchos. And lying on all 4 sides. Al shnei tzedadim, on the 2 sides, the al hakodkoid, the skull, V'al ha'panim. Let's do it one more time. V'shiva ba'adam. There are seven different...
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
What did he ask?
The seven words. Let's see. V'shiva ba'adam. Number one is amidas haregel. The soul. Tenuas, the soul of the foot. Okay, the amidas haregel, when you stand upwards. Number two is tenuas yodayim v'raglayim. So what does that mean? It means this amida is one, and then there is movement. The ability to move with your hands and your feet. The al birkayim. Okay, the ability to bend. Those are the movements to bend. The yeshiva is to sit. Then there is shechiva, is to lie down. Al arba ruchos, to lie down. That's number five, to lie down on all four directions.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should look at the commentary.
Okay, let's see. The commentary on the side. Ratzalab v'shiva tenuas ba'adam shiyachal lachatav l'izkos la'ihu yarechet. V'sheva ba'adam shemuchrachu shiyah ba'achas mehen. There are seven among men. Shemuchrachu shiyah b'ach. He has to be in one of these seven states. A person always must be in one particular state of being. Either you're standing, base, nishnal kapos yadav, you're resting upon your hands, viraglov, okay, you're resting upon, you look like an animal, you're resting upon your hands, right? Gimel, kara al birkov, you're resting on your knees, dalid yoyshev, okay, you're sitting on the backside of your body, your legs. Hey, yeshoyche, if you're lying al achas mitzdadim, you can go your four sides to a person.
No, so in any one.
Of shoyche v'lecha mitzdadim, vav, shoyche al hakotko, you're standing upside down, like in the circus. You're resting on your skull, you're upside down. Zayin, shoyche al haponim. Very bizarre, no? What does that mean? What is shoyche if you're lying on the ponim? Okay, I don't know. I don't get it.
Or standing on your head. That one's weird.
That's kotkoid. A person is always resting in this world. Gravity will force him to always be in one of seven states: to be standing, to be resting on the sole of your foot, or to be doing push-ups. When you're doing push-ups, so you're resting on your toes and your hands. If you're sitting, so you're resting in the buttocks. If you are lying, you can be lying on your arm, on your right side. You can be lying on your arm on the left side. You can be lying flat. You can be lying. You can be lying the other way. You can be lying upwards or downwards. You can be balancing yourself on your skull. Okay, the kotkoid. And the last one, I have no idea. The last one, shoychev al panav. What does that mean? What does it mean to be in a state of being where you shoychev al panav? I don't know. I really don't know what that means. Okay, now it goes to another version of seven. Another version of seven is Davar Acher, Shiva, Eivar. There are seven limbs. Einayim, the eyes. This is something we have before. Einayim, the Oznayim, the ears, the peh, Loitzi Dibor, the garden, the throat. Now here he says something a little different. The peh, he's bringing up the mouth in different parts. The peh, which produces Dibor, the garden, lachnis ma'acholu mishteh. It's like the esophagus and the windpipe. Yodayim v'raglayim v'erva. And then there are another three, the hands and the erva. Those are the seven. Elu chutz v'amudei ha'shiva. So Hashem quarried out in man seven. Bonus abesa, shekulam tuluyim b'veis ha'leif. All of these are dependent upon the heart. Hamanik chokhmas l'noi v'la'atzav ruchoi b'yiras Hashem. The besa is the heart which controls all of these seven. To guide a person with wisdom, to hold them back from doing the wrong thing. And v'latzar ruchoy b'yiras Hashem, and to, whatever that means, to constrain himself to behave in ways that have yiras shamayim. Kinegdom shiva kitois mekable p'nei shechina. Another seven. There are seven groups of people that will merit to see the shechina. V'al shiva averos shekosafti shalev manhigam aleihem. And there are seven averos, which I wrote above, which a person... which on the parish or slumber im alev manhigan b'chachma liyos b'yiras Hashem who mizayin kitois hamekablois pnei hashchina. Okay, related to these seven different things, he'll be in good standing.
The pasuk itself that he started with is now now tying it all into what he gave us this whole story about.
Correct. That's all told in Yerushalayim. Bunsa Besa means
what? He's dropping the word Nushim. So Nushim is not part of the Pasuk or is part of the Pasuk?
It is part of the Pasuk, I believe.
Is it really in the Pasuk?
I don't remember. I think it is. Chochmas Isha. No, I think it's Chochmas. But he.
Maybe it's the Leif.
But the Isha is just a reference.
I don't know what the Pasuk says.
Okay, let's take out a Mishnah then. You're right. Let's take out a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah over here. Chochmos Bansa Beis, which does not appear in the Pasuk.
Not
in the Pasuk, in parentheses. Chochmos Bansa Veisa Chatzva Amudecha Shiva. Mitzudas David says, Mitzudas Chochmos Kol Achas Mea Chochmos Benachas Bansa Beis Bayis La'atzma. And they're referring over here to each one of these wisdoms, Kol Achas Mea Chochmos, each one of them, Bansa Bayis La'atzma. Each one of these items, it itself built its own home. Chatzba, binuya al harbe amudim vechatzuvim. It's built upon many pillars. Vechatzuvim hema, they've been quarried zek ze equally. Each one looks exactly the same as the other. Behashva gemura, they are identical. Vudavar hanechmod leayin haroya. When you have identical columns supporting a bias, it is beautiful. Okay, so this is what it says over here about the similar interpretation. What does Rashi say? Let's see over here Rashi. Let me do Rashi. Chochmas chochmois bonsa beisa b'chochma bona hakadosh baruch hu es olam. With wisdom did Hashem create the world. Chotzva amudecha shiva shivas yimei bereishis. The seven refer to days of creation. Davar acher shivas sefarim sheyesh b'Torah. There are seven books in the Torah. Did you know that? Vayihi last week's Bahar Shas Behaloischa breaks up Chumash Devarim Bamidbar into three books. Everything until Vayihi bin Soya Ha'aron is considered to be one Sefer. The two Pesukim of Vayihi bin Soya and Vavanucho Yoimar is a separate Sefer. And everything that comes after that, those upside down nuns, is considered to be a third Sefer. So we take the three books of Chumash Bamidbar and the other four books, Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, and Devarim. We have a grand total of seven. So the world is built upon seven books. Because it's a very popular drasha. That's all Rashi here says. So Rashi over here says over here that we have over here Hashem is the subject of this pasuk. Hashem built the world with Chochmah. He quarried out its pillars seven, meaning that he built the world in 7 days, or he built the world upon a foundation of the seven books of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid is making a drasha, and he's telling us over here is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the subject. He created man. He created man with multiple levels of seven. Okay, a person's existence in this world, when you use the force of gravity, where a person is going to remain in main position, it's going to be in one of seven positions. There are seven different types of yetzaharas, yitzrei halev, which are pulling a person in the wrong direction. Corresponding to these seven, there are going to be seven different kitas that are makabel, the pnei ha-shechina. And all of these things have one thing in common. What they have in common is yira shamayim. If there's no yira shamayim, man doesn't have a chance. He'll be overwhelmed with all of the different passions and taivos, and he needs Yirah Shamayim to keep him in check so that he should merit to be from the seven people, the seven groups that are Makabel Pnei Hashchina. A lot of obviously this is way, way over my head. And with that, we're going to leave it for today. We'll take a very short break. I want to talk about the Be'era Shel Miriam. The Be'era Shel Miriam.
What? You take the books. Come on. No, you're blocking my way. You're blocking my way. Thank you. Now you know why I have this in. Oh.
We have a fight.
But he is metal.
Why do you ask me? What? Sure, I can tell you when I'm going.
You're
going
to tell me when I'm going.
Cookie, did they lose budget?
The
ladies leave?
Where do you want to go, Florida? Boca?
Where? No. Wait, no.
You see, my wife, she doesn't
what
like
happened to sports?
She's allergic to the...
Who?
She hasn't
got
it.
So. Okay.
You have the kid here today?
Yeah, you know. Maybe I'm the youngest.
Hey, Jay.
Huh? Don't look at me. I'm old.
What? Maybe I am the youngest.
No, I'm just the youngest.
Look. You're not a man. You're not insulted.
How did you know that?
No, it's not me.
How did you know that?
I saw one of them the first time.
How did you know that?
He brings down over here. I was like concerned. First of all, it's a parenthesis. So
what's going on over here?
So here he brings down here initially.
Very good, very good.
At least it's. I don't know why he's bringing down the notion here to begin with.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. When you said food destroys the ship. Baruch Hashem, for this night, when I go to learn, nothing's on the table.
I know myself. There's no competition.
I know.
Even if the food's not good.
Refreshments will be nonsense.
Refreshments after the shear or before the shear, but during the shear.
After the shear, it's time for Shabbos.
After you want to have refreshments, not on the table itself. You want refreshments, you go outside. You go outside, you come back in. But at the moment when the shear is going on, cannot compete. Cannot compete with food.
We had a we didn't have any food for Hashem and Shavuos night was the greatest.
All right, let's begin.
Could I even say she's lying or what should I have done? I don't want to have them alone since I got my daughter. Make them not mature enough. I wouldn't go again.
That's what I knew was out of
the way. But now it's very
important. That little thing is in the
No, I think that's it.
this is for wind. There's no wind here. This is for the wind. I don't have much to say. Let's discuss just a little briefly this fascinating topic called.